The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This is the second service, and we shall continue from where we stopped in the first service. If you are here during the first service and you are greatly blessed, let me see your hands up. I was blessed by that wonderful teaching. God bless you in Jesus' name. We shall continue with the topic that we have before us, which says Thanksgiving Addiction. Thanksgiving Addiction. Each time you hear the word addiction, what readily comes to your mind is addition to negative things. The world is so rampant that when you hear the word addiction, what comes to your mind is the negative aspect of the word. And this is because the word addiction is often misused. Addiction can be either positive or negative. It all depends on what you are addicted to. One of the major things in life which every believer must seek to be addicted to in life is Thanksgiving. Among many other things, my pastor said in the morning that another thing that you need to be addicted to is prayers, fasting, and every other thing that edifies you in the kingdom of God. But today our emphasis is going to be on addiction to Thanksgiving. What is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is giving glory to God for all His blessings and favor given and bestowed upon us. Thanksgiving is giving glory to God for all the benefits, all the favor that He has bestowed upon you, for all the blessings and the favor that He has given unto you from January to date, without missing one out. What is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is a heartfelt acknowledgement of God for all benefit received. Heartfelt acknowledgement of God for all benefit received. Thanksgiving is a matter of the heart. And if it does not come from your heart, it can never be in your life. In other words, thanksgiving has to come from your heart for it to be in your life. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is an outward expression of our appreciation to God for His faithfulness to His people. Thanksgiving is an outward expression of our appreciation to God for His faithfulness to His people. Indeed, God is faithful. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, God is faithful, by whom also we are called into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, say, faithful is He that calleth thee, who also will do what? Who also will do it. So we thank God for His faithfulness to us as His people. It is an outward expression of our appreciation to God for His faithfulness. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is an act of submission to God's will. An act of submission to God's will. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible says, rejoice evermore. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. In verse 18, the Bible says, in all things, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So thanksgiving is an act of submission to God's will for our lives. The people of God, what is thanksgiving addition? Thanksgiving addition means a devotion or a habit of praise, worship, and exaltation of God. a devotion, a commitment, or a habit of praise, worship, and exaltation of God. Thanksgiving is a good thing. Each time you engage in the act of thanksgiving, you should know that you are doing the right thing. The Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on this. Philippians 2 verse 8. One of the things we should think on every time of our lives, one of the things we should embrace, one of the things we should engage in every time of our life is the act of thanksgiving. Because it is a good thing. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 92 verse 1. Psalm 92 verse 1, kindly bring it up. Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto thee, O Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, Most High. So, you should know that any time you engage in the act of thanksgiving, you are doing the right thing. Each time you embrace the act of thanksgiving, you are doing something that pleases the Lord. Each time you give yourself to thanksgiving, you are doing something that delights God. What are the important facts about thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving addiction is a positive addiction. Thanksgiving addiction is a positive addiction. We have rightly said initially that we have negative addictions. But when you engage in the act of thanksgiving, that is a positive addiction. Number two, important fact about thanksgiving. Thanksgiving addiction is a profitable, is profitable and gainful. Thanksgiving addiction is profitable and gainful. Thanksgiving addiction is profitable and gainful. Each time you engage in the act of thanksgiving, you are investing in the kingdom. And every investment in the kingdom of God attracts profits. So thanksgiving is an investment that attracts profits in the kingdom of God. Number three, thanksgiving addiction is a rewardable addiction. Is a rewardable addiction. Thanksgiving addiction is a rewardable addiction. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, so let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap the reward if we do not faint. So when you engage in the act of thanksgiving, God will surely reward you for what you are doing. The reason why God is going to reward you is because He commanded thanksgiving. He said, enter into His gate with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Every instruction of God, every command of God attracts reward. Thanksgiving is a rewardable addiction. Number five, thanksgiving addiction can be seen and observed in the life of a person. It is observable. It is noticeable. When you see somebody that gives himself or herself to thanksgiving or that is addicted to thanksgiving, you will see it all around him. You will see it all over him. You will see thanksgiving in his life, an epitome of thanksgiving. When you look at so many people, more importantly, our Father in the Lord, you will see something very special about his life, that he has given himself to a lifestyle of thanksgiving. It is observable. Number six, important fact about thanksgiving, thanksgiving addiction is only possible if you are thoughtful. You have to be thoughtful before you can engage in the act of thanksgiving. If you are not thankful, if you are not thoughtful, you can never be thankful. If you are not thoughtful, you can never be thankful. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3, he said, bring it up, please. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul,
and all that is within me, bless his holy name. In verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. If you are forgetful, you will never be thankful. Those who are ungrateful are those who are forgetful concerning the dealings and the powers and the moves of God in their lives. Every time in your life, you must see what God is doing. When you see the hand of God at work in your life, you will see reason to give him thanks for what he has done, for what he is doing, and for what he is yet to do. So those who are forgetful are those who are ingrate, who are unthankful in their dealings with the Lord. What are the examples of people who are addicted to thanksgiving in the Bible? And we shall be looking at some of them. Number one, we shall be looking at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, our role model. So looking up unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, is our perfect example. When you read the Bible very well, you will see that thanksgiving is the lifestyle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hardly will you see Jesus do something without giving thanks. If he wants to drink, he will give thanks. If he wants to eat, he will give thanks. Even before he performs miracles, he will still give thanks. Everything about him is thanksgiving. That is the reason why his life was so pleasing unto God. His life was so acceptable unto God. Because he will give God what will delight God, which is the act of thanksgiving. In the book of John chapter 6, John chapter 6 verse 11. Please kindly bring it up. John chapter 6 verse 11. When Jesus wanted to perform the miracle of feeding the multitude in the wilderness, the Bible says in verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. Jesus did not perform the miracle in the wilderness whereby he fed the multitude, 5,000 people, without first giving thanks unto the Father who has given him the grace to make available what is not available. He gave God the thanks who has given him the power to perform the extraordinary and the supernaturally in the lives of the people. He said when he took the bread, when he took the loaves, he gave thanks, and after that he distributed. And we saw the effect of thanksgiving in what he did in the wilderness. The Bible says, and the bread began to increase. The bread began to increase. The bread began to increase to the point that they had and they could not finish up what God had made available unto them. I prophesy into your life today, as you give thanks unto God today, you will know no lack in the name of Jesus. In the book of John chapter 11 verse 41, there was something that Jesus also did there when he wanted to raise up the dead, the corpse of Lazarus. The Bible says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead Lazarus was laid. And Jesus lifted up his hand and said, Father, I thank you that thou hast heard me. Even before Lazarus came forth out of the tombs, Jesus gave thanks. And when the thanks of Jesus ascended unto the Father, miracle broke forth. I see your miracle breaking forth as you give thanks to God this morning in the name of Jesus. In the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 15 to 17, Jesus also laid emphasis on the need to give thanks. He performed a miracle by healing 10 lepers. And the Bible says in verse 15 that one of them, when he saw that he was healed of his leprosy, he turned back with a loud voice glorifying God. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But we are the 9. To show that Jesus did not only live a lifestyle of thanksgiving, he also expects every believer, every recipient of the blessing of God to also embrace thanksgiving as their lifestyle. Luke 22, verse 17. Luke chapter 22, verse 17. The Bible says, and he took the cups, and he gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. You can see the life of our Lord Jesus Christ full of thanksgiving. In verse 19 of Luke chapter 22, the Bible says, and he also took the bread, and he gave thanks, and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. What you do once can be a mistake, but what you do repeatedly becomes an habit. Jesus did not only give thanks once. The lifestyle of our Lord Jesus Christ was full of thanksgiving. And that was the reason why his life was so pleasing unto God. A life that is void of thanksgiving is void of miracles. Is void of the miraculous. Is void of the supernatural. And is full with poverty and lack. Let's look at another person in the Bible who also gave himself to a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And that is David, King David. Psalm 119 verse 16. So seven times a day, will I do what? Will I praise? Because I delight greatly in your judgment. David also gave thanks unto God every day of his life, every hour, every second, every minute. When you read the Bible very well, you say, give thanks, all ye his servants. Give thanks unto the Lord, all ye his people. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving. His life was full of thanksgiving to the point that at the time when he was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into the sanctuary, the Bible says he was praising God, he was thanking God, and the clothes on his body fell off and people were making jest of him. When God saw a man that gave thanks unto him and people began to speak evil of him, God responded by fighting on his behalf. Thanksgiving is a weapon in the hand of the believer if you can engage in the heart. What are the gains of thanksgiving? Number one, previously our pastor has talked about three, but we are going to go to number four. The gains of thanksgiving is answered prayers. Answered prayers. Thanksgiving enhances the quality of your prayers and guarantees the supply of your daily needs. If you want your prayers to be answered quickly, you have to sandwich your prayer with the act of thanksgiving. Thanking God for what he has done. Thanking God for what he did in January. Thanking him for what he did in February. Thanking him for what he did in March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Thanking him for what he did in October. You cannot thank God for what he did in October and he will not be committed to doing what is next in the month of November. Thankfulness is something that God expects from every one of us. If you want your prayers to be answered quickly, you must give yourself to thanksgiving. If you want your prayers to be answered quickly, you need to be a thanksgiver. Philippians chapter 6, chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. In other words, if you don't spice up your prayers with thanksgiving, your prayers cannot be answered quickly. One of the ingredients that facilitate quick answers to prayer is your thankfulness. Thankfulness. You dare not approach God without first giving him that which he has done, commending him for what he has done. Number five. Thanksgiving births perfection of God's gifts. Thanksgiving births perfection of God's gifts. James chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of the light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Gift comes from God, but God gives his gift to those who we appreciate it. Every good gift comes down from God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 3 verse 27, the Bible says, and John answered and said, he said, a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. except it is given to him from my Father. So if it is God that gives the gift, good and perfect gift, if God is going to make it available to you, you must be somebody that will appreciate it. What you don't value, you will never appreciate. So God is saying that if you want to have access to good and perfect gifts in the kingdom of God that will open you up to a life of exploit, you must be ready to appreciate what he has made available unto you. In the parable of the talents, the one that was given one talent went ahead and buried it. What became of him? Because he never appreciated it, and God took it away from him. But those that appreciated the gift that God has made available to them, God was adding unto the gifts. God was adding unto their talents. God was adding unto their grace. God was adding unto their potentials, because God knows that the more he gives to them, the more thankful they become. What you don't value, you will never appreciate. So your thankfulness is an insight and an understanding that shows that you place premium on what God has made available unto you. And if you appreciate it, God is going to give you the more. People of God, another thing that thanksgiving gives you access to is deliverance. Look at somebody sitting beside you, says deliverance. Thanksgiving gives you access to deliverance. Psalm 18, verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord who is to be praised. And so shall I be saved from my enemies. When you call upon God in your thanksgiving, God gives you deliverance from every enemy that is pursuing your life. As you thank God this morning, I decree upon your life that every troubler of your life will back out in the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 1 to 26, there is a story of Jehoshaphat who went into battle against four nations. He went into battle against four nations. So powerful nations all around him. And the Bible says, at a point when Jehoshaphat saw that there was no chance of him to prevail against his enemies, the Bible says, he called upon the minstrel and they began to thank God. They began to praise God. And as they were praising God and thanking him for his past faithfulness, for his past victories and past battles, the Bible says, God sent an ambush against the enemy, and they defeated all the enemies of the people. As you thank God this morning, I decree upon your life that God is going to give you victory over every enemy troubling your life, your destiny, your marriage, in the name of Jesus. How to assess power for thanksgiving addition? In the first service, we were taught that power will come via the Holy Spirit. But let me add another one here. How to assess power for thanksgiving addition? Number two, always ensure that you are available in God's house to praise him. You cannot give your life to a life of praise and thanksgiving and waste away. It is not possible. Hebrews 10:25 said, do not forsake the assemblies of believers as the manner of some is. Do not forsake the assemblies of believers, the fellowship of the brethren, as the manner of some is. Always ensure that you make yourself available in the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Each time you come into the house of the Lord, you are coming to praise him. You are coming to thank him. And as you thank him and praise him, God is sending help to you. As you praise God this morning, I prophesy over your life that God is going to send help to you from Zion in the name of Jesus. May the power to be addicted to thanksgiving fall upon you as you praise God this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.